Good morning. This past week's daf is our Pesayin, towards the end of 11th parak in the Maseches Nedarim, end of the Masechtim. Lomazen, the Mishnah starts on page Vav Amud Beis. That's where the Sifri starts. Zok the Mishnah. Nodra ishtoi v'sovash nodra bita. There was nether that was made. In truth, it was made by his wife. And he thinks that it was made by his daughter. And therefore the hafora or the hakoma is with that intention. Nodra bita v'sovash nodra ishtoi, or fakert. The other way, in truth, it was his daughter who made the nether, and he thought it was his wife. Nodra binoz, another case. Nodra binoz of sofer shenodra bikorban. This case over here, he has the person's right. It's just the nature of the nether. He thinks that was nidre iser. That's not what korban means. Ran explains. But actually, it was in Nazirus. Nodra fakir, nodra bikorban, sofer shenodra. The third case in the Mishnah is Nodra Mitainim Sovash Nodra Mananovim, Nodra Mananovim, Sovash Nodra Mananovim. It was Nidre, it was Nether of Isser. That's exactly what was Nasar, that's what the mistake was. Harezi Yachsev Yofer, it requires a new Hafor. Now, the Mishnah explicitly talks about Haforo. The Ran tells us that the Halacha is also concerning Hakoma. Three scenarios in the Mishnah, right? First scenario is that there's a mistake in who made the nether. Second scenario is the general type of nether was a Nazirus, it was an Isser. And the third case in the Mishnah is that within Nidre Isser, what was Nasar? And the Mishnah tells us that in all of these cases, it requires a new hafara. The hafara is no good. Let's see the Ran in the Mishnah. Zok the Ran, Nodra Ishtoi V'sovash Nodra Bitoi, Sha'omru Loi Shabitoi Nodra. Okay, we'll see the relevance of this statement the Ran saying. Ran saying that, why is it, What happened over here? Where did he get the idea? Sova shenodra bita. So the Ran says, "Sha'omer loy shabita nodra." See, he was misinformed. That's what happened, right? The information came clear. It was his daughter, but the information was a mistake. Mitoychach hofer oikim. The Ran already tells us right now that this Mishnah at Hafora, that the Mishnah says, "Lav dafka the same halacha applies to Hakom." The second case. That's what it means over Shnod B'Korban. You don't mean that she was Maktish something or Arielai. The Ran says that refers to an Isser B'Korban. Zok the Ran, Harei Ze Yachse V'Yofer. It requires a new hafora. That hafora hakoma that was done is not valid. The hakoma or your hafora kamaiso, kivan the betoyis habi lo mehani v'limini. There was a mistake, and therefore it doesn't help. Zok the Ran b'hochis p'tesefta behedya. The Ran brings a raya from a tesefta shem hekim betoyis yochel lohofer. Our Mishnah I only mentions hafora, right? So therefore, if you don't really have a mission, talk to hakoma. Maybe this halacha does not apply to hakoma. The Ran produces a tesefta that says the halacha the mission applies also to hakoma. Hekim b'tois yochol lahom. Right.
Right. So we do the mission here.
Okay, we'll just quickly say over what we saw so far. We saw the Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about three cases where there was a mistake in information about the nether And the hafara was made based on mistaken information. Either the person who made the nether is a mistake, or the nature of the nether, right? On two accounts. The Mishnah has two cases of that. Now, the Mishnah talks about hafara. What about hakomo? What about a hakomo? Right? The same misinformation here that he has. That's why he makes a hakomo. Does it affect the hakomo? Right? Mishnah doesn't talk about that. Ran says, yeah. Right? Also, the Ram brings a tesefta. The hakoma doesn't take effect, and therefore he can still be mefer. The sanyo hosam nodra ishto v'kayim lo. His wife made a nether. He was mekayim. V'savar bitoy nodra, and he rather thought that it was his daughter. Bitoy v'kayim lo v'savar ishto nodra is a yofer. So there's a tesefta which talks. Hakoparim in the first case of the Mishnah, when you got the person mixed up, right? A mistake in the person. So the Tesefta says that the Hakoma doesn't take effect, and therefore you could still be Mefer. Now, we'll see it in the Gemara. The Gemara starts off, if you might want to know where does this halacha come from? Where does this halacha come from? Maybe we would have thought that's a sfar, maybe, right? You know, that someone makes a sfar, makes a sfar for his wife, you know, is that supposed to help for his daughter? And right? Direct that forward to the nether. They're thinking that his wife made the nether, but in the Gemara it's mevuyer not like that, right? The Gemara says lememra diyoni oyso tafkahu. The Gemara says that coming off of the Mishnah, zok the Gemara. The Gemara is really taking what's the source to this? The Gemara says that it must be that when the pasuk says yoni oyso. You have the pasuk over there. What's the exact pasuk there? The Mefarish brings the pasuk ki heini aviha oisa.
I have that pasuk.
You have that pasuk.
Yeah.
In the Mefarish.
In the Torah.
Okay.
He says v'im heini aviha oisa b'yom shama kol nedareha ve'esareha asher asra al nafsha lo yakum. Hashem yislach la ki heini aviha oisa.
Okay.
He quotes a different
way. Right.
Which pasuk do you have?
Right. That pasuk is pasuk by Av. I mean, there's a pasuk really by Baal, right?
So he has,
this is Bamidbar Lamed
Yom Shmaya Isha Isa.
So he has Lamed Tasses. Yeah. B'yom Shomo Isha.
Right.
Yaniya Osa Bahefer Es Nidra Asher Alaha.
Mm-hmm.
Es Mifta. Sifaseha Asher Asra Al Nafsha Hashem Yislach La.
Right. So this is pasuk really by the closer to the pasuk that the Gemara brings is by Baal Ishtoi. Right. The Mefarish brings the pasuk.
Not this one.
Now, I mean the Gemara you know has two scenarios, right? There's two scenarios in the Mishnah, one the Baal made the his wife made it, and one his daughter made it, right? And we're talking about, right? So it would seem like there's really there's a pasuk by both,
right? So really, I guess the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah has both scenarios, right? Mm-hmm. So I guess both psukim are right.
Right.
Can't go wrong.
Right. I mean, the lashon of the Gemara Yoni says really the pasuk by Baal Ishtai. Right. Interesting that the Mefarish brings that pasuk. Brings other pasuk. Akoponim.
Well, that's the first one, right? The first example the Mishnah gives, right? Well, I guess you can. Nadra be'ishto, so it's really the father in this case. Nadra
be'ishto.
No. It has it right. Right. The first one is the husband, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I guess that's why.
See, it's going on the Gemara, right? The Gemara says, remember the Yoni Oisa Dafko. Yeah, okay. Akopon, we have Psukim, right? So what we're just bringing out over here is that you see from the Gemara, this is not a Sfor. This is not a Sfor, right? Let's just think about this for a moment. Right? That means Misara Sforum, this halacha apparently would not be so, right? We need a source. We need a source for this halacha, right? So that's an interesting thing. Now let's just speak out over here because it'll be relevant in the future, like this. That there are a few different scenarios which we'll see whether in what way the Gemara is machalic, but in our minds, like this. Now, we have a scenario like the Mishnah. The Mishnah is that a mistake was made, right? It was misinformation, and he was assuming that it was a certain person, and he was made for the nether, thinking that person made the nether, right? That's the case of the Mishnah, right? Now there's another case that, let's say he doesn't know, right? He hears. Whether he hears from himself, coming out of the next room, someone making a nether, right? Or someone else gives him information, and they're not clear who made the nether, right? So let's say he knows clearly that a nether was made. I'm not sure if it was my wife or my daughter, but whoever it was, I don't want the nether, right? So such a case over there, well, that might be a little bit easier, right? Because, he's not directing the hafara to the wrong person. He's directing the hafara to whoever it is. Whoever doesn't know, right? So that case, might have been maybe easier for us to say that the sfora chitzayna is that it works. He has the power regardless to be made for either nether, right? It's not like he's putting an address on his hafara, the wrong address. Right, so that case we would hear better, but you see from the Gemara that even the Sfar Chitzayna seems to be that even if he's misinformed and he makes the Hafar thinking that it's one person and someone else, it still works. Now, obviously, when we say that it works, right, it's only because he taka still wants the Hafar even if it's this other person, right? I would think that that's posh, right? But let's just speak that through in case maybe someone thinks otherwise, right? That when the Gemara says over here that the Hafara does not work because of the Pasuk, and we're just feeling things out over here, that it would seem like without the Pasuk, I would think the Hafara does work, right? What's that case? He's told that his daughter made the nether. He does not want his daughter to have nedarim, and he's made for it. He hears it's his wife. Now, when he hears that it was his wife, what is his feeling about the hafara? Is he saying, "I still want the hafara"? Right? Is that what he's saying, or he's saying, "Oh, no, that's my wife. I don't want the hafara"? Right?
Right. Well, it could be either way.
Okay,
it could be either way.
So now this that we're taking out over here, that we require a pasuk for that, and without a pasuk, the hafara would be valid. Would you say that would work even if when he finds out who the real person is, he says I don't want the hafara. That was a mistake. I was only made for because I thought it was my daughter. If I knew it was my wife, and I would not want the hafara. Would that also would work? What would you think on that?
Yes, I would agree that they would need that. It's assuming that he had the right intent. He would intend it either way.
Mm-hmm. Right? That's what I would think. Now, what do you hold?
But from the pasuk, it says Ishaya Ferena, right? The Baal has to be made for it. So it sounds like from the pasuk, the Baal has to know that it was his wife.
Right. We're noticing that the Mishnah says that the halach and the Mishnah requires a pasuk. So we're stepping back and we're saying, "Oh, taka." That means that without a pasuk, in that case, we're pre Gemara.
Yeah.
Right? We're not talking about the pasuk right now.
Yeah.
We're talking about what would be if there was no pasuk. There was no pasuk, then this halacha would not be true.
It could be he as a farah, then whoever made it, it's okay.
Okay.
It's hafara works.
Right. Okay. So we're a little advanced now. Okay. Yeah. And we're asking now a question based on that. Okay. We're going to think a little bit deeper now. Mm-hmm. Okay. This that you extend that without the pasuk, of course, either one.
Yeah.
Right. So we want to know, is that talking about even when he finds out who it was and he does not want the hafara, or only if when he finds out he says I would have wanted that also? That's the question that we're up to right now. Okay, so we're a little more advanced, right? And we're thinking a little bit deeper, right? So now when we present the question that we're thinking about to you, what would you say? Would you still say, yeah, no difference? Or now you hear the room to contemplate the doubt, well, what would you say? What would you feel?
No, I'd say,
According to what we take out of the word, without a pasuk, the hafara would work. Would that even work even if he does not want it for his wife and he only made it because he thought it was his daughter?
I would say that it wouldn't work.
It would not work. Okay, very good. Yeah, okay, very good.
That's what we were discussing
and that's what we thought. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can I ask a relative? I don't know, this is a...
Yeah.
Let's say he was a person was Mekadosh and Isha, then she makes a neder, and he was made for the neder, right? And then, you know, Edom come and say, you know, wait, you couldn't have been Mekadosh, he was your daughter. You know, she was your daughter, right? So, we have this, in other words, it's the same case here, but we have the same person. In other words, he thought it was his wife. He was made for his wife, and then later he found out that it was his daughter.
One second, let's just hear that. He found that it was his daughter, so therefore it's not his wife.
So this, right, so the Kedushin was Betalos, right? You know, he can't be Mekadosh Anerva.
Right.
Right, but meanwhile she made a neder and he was made for it. Right, but he was made for assuming that it was his wife, and now it's they say no, it was your daughter. So would that come in the same issue in our Mishnah that if you thought it was your wife and it turned out to be your daughter, that the hafara isn't good or not? And
So let's just figure out what the shaila, what the question over here is, and then we'll see if we could bring a proof to the answer. The shaila over here is, I believe, that question over here is that what's the after the pasuk we're talking about? Now, does the pasuk require that I know who the person is, the face? That's what I need to know. Where I need to know the status of the person, wife, daughter, right? And even though if I know the person, but if he's mistaken in the status, so that also, right, that's what the,
I find the case of the Nazir and the Korban, right? So even though they're both nedarim that he's being nefer, but they're really different psukim, where the nether, you know, where the iser comes from, right? Right, in other words, that becoming a nazir is a type of nether, and then there's something that if you make a nether that you have to keep it. But they're really two different psukim, and the Torah is telling us that if you thought it was one and not the other, right, that's the difference. The third case is you're talking about the same pasuk is one is tehinim and one is anavim, right?
Mm-hmm.
So here, the hafara is really a different hafara. You know, one's a hafara of an isha, and one's a hafara of a bito. But, let's say, extending it to what the Rav said, is that we're assuming that he was good with both of them, right? Because, right, again, I guess the Rav would say it would be pashat if he had it. Oh, I was made for this netter because I thought you were my wife at the time, but my daughter, this, such a netter I want. Right? So let's go that assuming that he doesn't care, but mm-hmm. but is it just like a different type of hafara?
So let's see what the Lashon of the Yishayim is. Now let's see the Ran. The Ran says, the memra of the Yoni Oiso Dafkahu. The man says the kivan dechsiv oisa kozal mashma sheyofir l'shem oisa sfenodro. You have to be mefer to the woman who made the nether v'loy sheyito beisha acheres, and not that he is mistaken in a different person. So the Ran's simple reading, the Ran sounds like we're talking about a different personality,
mm-hmm.
right? Right, Michael Shlomo wanted to know that however whatever the scenario is, right, a little difficult scenario, but he wanted to know that let's say you get the right person, but there's a mistaken status, however that came to be, right? You know who the person is, and he thinks that his daughter became his wife. Right, and he's being made for it because it's his wife. Right, I mean, it's also his daughter, so it's a little hard to exactly right. No, we need the case to be that regardless he wants to be made for it. Right.
Well, that's a new point that I hadn't thought of initially. But yeah, now that you added that,
it's a little difficult in the. Right, so if he knows the person, so then what exactly would that mean that he's being made for it because it's his wife?
Well, right? Again, the materials that I have is that he made a kedushin,
if he knows who the person is, let's say that's the case, but he knows who the person is, and we won't have that he's made for it on the count that she is his wife. Even though if it was his daughter, he would also want to be made for it.
Right.
So, okay. However, we're going to have such a scenario. That's what he wanted to know. Right. So that's what we were being medayik right now from the Ran. That the Ran says lo shiita b'isha acheres sounds like the issue is the person, right person, wrong the face. Right. That's what it would sound like over here.
So a davar pashut that it would that the hafara would, the initial hafara would be good.
Yeah. Oisa haneder is dafka. That's loshon of the mefarish. Yeah. That's seems to be the pashut hadvarim. Mm-hmm. Akoponim. So now what we were discussing before, that might be relevant in the Hemshech HaGemara, is that you see from the Gemara that this is not a svara. Mitzad ha-svara, we would have said that it does work, right? And that's why the Gemara, right away says that okay, I guess that you see from the Tana that Yoni Yoisa is dafka, right? That's his explanation of this halacha. Right? That's the only way the Gemara understands it. And, you know, and Mitzad HaSvor, apparently, it would not be like that. Right? So Mitzad HaSvor, it sounds like that it would work. So that's what we were coming just to feel that out a little bit. The Mitzad HaSvor, it would work. Even though he's misinformed and he's intended it for a specific person, but like we're assuming now that it would work without a pasuk is only if he really would have wanted it regardless whoever she was. But if he didn't want it, that we were thinking that you don't need a pasuk for. Right? A person makes a hafara thinking it was his daughter and finds out his wife, and now his wife, you know, he doesn't. You know, I never wanted it to make it if it was my wife. That we were thinking that I don't need a pasuk for that. This I need a pasuk is only if he's fine with either person and he happened to have made a mistake. And he was thinking that's who it was. That's what we were assuming over here, and if that's so that means that the fact that he happened to have intended the hafora to a specific person doesn't remove the hafora from who actually made the neder, right? And in the event
but why don't we say from the pasuk that he has to have intention on the person who made the neder, not well, it was the wrong person.
Right, I'm just not following exactly where you are. What's the information that you have that you're questioning?
Well, didn't we just say?
So again, we're discussing pre-pasuk, okay. Right? That's where we are. We went back in history,
okay?
Right, because
not pre-pasuk,
right? We're pre-pasuk, okay. Right? Right. So I know that this is a little confusing because you know the Mishnah is after the pasuk, right? But we're just trying to taste over here what you see that before without any pasuk this would be good, and just trying to feel a little bit what the requirements mitzad hasvara would be. You know, mitzad hasvara, it sounds like, you know, first told him, you know, your daughter made an edit, he said taka, yeah, okay, I'm made for it, right? Yeah, you know, then he finds out that it's his wife, and fine, you know, hasvara would be good. Right, that's only because there's a pasuk. Now the pasuk says, "Oh no, you gotta know who made the nether." Right, that's the pasuk saying over there. There is a pasuk. You know, the pasuk requires that. But mitzad hasvara, that's not something that I would have known to say on my own. You know, that's what we're just focusing on. Yeah.
So I was taking it as a davar pasuk, right?
Yeah.
In comparison, that a person makes a kedushin, right? If a person wanted to, I'll use the mamish because my kasha is a person wanted to marry Rachel, gives the ring and finds out that it was Leah, right? She pulls up the veil and a different person, right? So I would have thought that even if he wanted to also marry Leah, that he would have to make a new kedushin again, right? Based on,
okay.
Right? But if we go back to Rachel and Leah, mamish. So we see, I mean, we don't see that there was a problem in the Kedushin, right?
I don't know
if they had Kedushin.
Maybe that's different.
I mean, maybe, you know, you have to find out what happened over there. And you know, maybe he did have to make another Kedushin. So we have to just verify. Any kinyan, right? Maybe even more so by conclusion. But any kinyan, when a person at the time of the kinyan the person is thinking that he's making a kinyan on one thing, over there you have a bigger problem because at assuming a condition was made, right? You know, it was done with this person. So I don't know how it's supposed to help for that person, right? Unless there was a shlichus, maybe there was. I don't know.
No, I don't think it's. What? I'm not talking about when he gave it to Rachel. When he gave it to Leah, thinking she was Rachel.
I'm asking, is the
kedusha to Leah done?
He gave it to the right person. I'm sorry. Right. I get to that. I mean, to the person, whoever,
right.
Whoever ended up getting
the right one person.
I mean, the person owns two things, right? You know, yes, you have no hilchus mekach hamemka, part of hilchus kinyonim. Right? What is the halacha in such a case?
You go to the store, you want to buy one product, you put the other thing in the cart, and you checked out, and now you get home, you see it was the wrong thing, so I needed that also, you know.
Okay.
So you have to make a new kinyan on it.
This is what we wanted to just bring out over here. Right. Now, let's go a step further. As far as the second and third case, which are similar, but they both have a similarity. But as far as the let's hear again, right? What is the source, or do we need the source, right? Of the next case, right? Let's say he's misinformed about the nether, right? He knows that it's his wife who made the nether, but he was told that it was a nazirus. Right, and so he was made because of the Naziris, and then he finds that it was something else, which again, you know, by him, it's all the same. He still wants to be made for it. What would you say over there? The din of the Mishnah is that it's no good. Now, does that require that case? Does that also require a source, or that that maybe we would say misvara? Now, like you were made for, okay, person, fine, you know, but you're made for the nether. That's what you're being made for, right? If you're misinformed in the nether, I mean, that maybe misal asfora, I would know. So like this, in the Ran, if you look in the Ran, who's usually very much Meirich, right? I don't believe the Ran gives us a source, a specific source for the sefer of the Mishnah, right? The Gemara itself just brings the pasuk Yoni Oiso, which is the reish of the Mishnah, right? The Gemara does not tell us a source for the rest of the Mishnah, so that might have given us the idea that in the Chanami, that the nether itself. Maybe that's partial. I don't need a source for that. However, if you look at the Rishonim, right, the Rishonim, let's say the Tosfos. In different maskul bin nozir, see that shomer harei la nazivis v'sova shenodra v'korbim klaimah shomer dover ze malaki korbim hofer lo harei ziyachsev yofer dechsev yoni yoiso v'loi hafor b'tois. So the Tosfos, on the one hand, brings a source. It happens to be the same source, right? So in the Tosfos brings our pasuk of yoni yoiso. Even though Yoni Yisa seems to be talking about the neder, the one who made the neder, Taisa says that from there we could also derive the type of neder. Yeah, that's what will come out of the Taisa's. If you look in the Rosh,
Where are you looking, Rabbi? Where is it? What that?
Oh, it's over here on Pei Vav Amud Beis on the Mishnah, right? Right, the last Rosh in the Gemara. The Memra de Oisa Dafka. You see that Rosh? The Memra de Oisa Dafka. The Chsiv Yoni Oisa. The Mashma Shemakir Ha'isha Hanederes. He recognizes. He knows. He has the piece of knowledge of the right, the woman who made the neder. Now the Ran continues. The Rosh continues. Umash Manami Hol De Chsiv. For Hofer es Nidra sheyaker es haneder. So the Rosh brings a source for the say for the Mishnah. He rather brings a different pasuk, right? A different. I mean, he's bringing a different for Hofer es Nidra, right? That's mashma that he knows what the nether is. Right? So there might be a machlokes in Rishonim what the source of the second din of the Mishnah is, but it sounds like these Rishonim are saying that definitely we need a source. As I mentioned before, that in the Rosh doesn't bring us a source. Right?
The Ran.
The Ran. I'm sorry. Yeah. Very good. Right, with the Ran. Yeah. Right? Okay. That's just a little bit speaking through something which might be relevant in the Hemshech HaGemara. Okay, but we're going to focus over here at this point in the Reisha of the Mishnah, Rabbi Negin to who made the Neder. And that more clearly says, Zok to Gemara, well, you're telling me that it makes a difference who made the Neder, right? Even though to him, you know, he doesn't make a difference. You know, he's happy, you know, he wants to be made for whoever is making the Neder. Zok to Gemara, oh, you know what the pshat net is? Not Svarim wouldn't be enough. This is because the Tana, I see that this Tana learns the pasuk when it says Yoni Oisa on Oisa is Dafka, and then that serves as a source that you got to know and you got to recognize who made the nether at the time of the Hafara. That's what the Gemara says. Now let's raise this right now at this point, right? But we are right now just taking in the halacha that says in the Mishnah. Mishnah says it's not a good hafara, not a good hafara. Now, and you have to make a re hafara. Now, what would you say? Right, a little familiar with this from before. We also learned it's the upcoming Mishnah. This was it chal the yoim shomoy at all, meaning to say that he hears about this, you know, 2 weeks later that it actually wasn't his wife; it was his daughter, right? So, you know, so he realizes that there was a mistake over here, and then afar didn't take place. Funny, you know. Okay, listen, you know, as we're saying, but he anyways wanted to be made for whoever it was, and he wants to be made for it right now. So, could he be made for it now? Could make him out. So that question is basically the root of that question is that was it chal the yom shomoy at the time? You know, he heard about the neder that was made, right? You know, is that make it that the yom shomoy? And the way he made the hafara or the information that he made, let's say the way he made that hafara, right? You know, he directed that hafara to the wrong person. That's why it wasn't a good hafara, right? But if it was the Yom Shamay, then shine. You know, at the end of the day, things are over. So when he finds out about it tomorrow, he's not going to be able to make it. And when the mission says, Harez Yachza Yofer, according to this, we mean only by Yom, right? Or is it that this would be grounds to say that the Yom Shamay didn't yet happen, and therefore, when he finds out, then he could be made for it. Right, maybe we'll hold this Shiloh over here, and if and when we get to the next Mishnah, we'll be able to compare it to the different cases over there.
Well, what would you before say? Before we get to the next Mishnah, though, but yeah. One from our Gemara, at least according to the first Teretz of the Gemara, that if he does it Stam, it is good.
Okay.
So that's Mashmat Yom Shomo, right? In other words, he has a possibility of doing a hafara, so it's hard to imagine that he can, you know, that's going to make a scenario that he could, you know, depending on how he does it, the Yom Shomo is going to make a distinction.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. But let's talk and get to the Gemara.
Okay.
Let's see if we have a similar right. understanding of what the Gemara okay. is saying. Okay, but we'll bear that in mind when we get there. Asks the Gemara, so things are fine. Remember the Yoni Yosiyah in that nafi, things will be fine, right? If we didn't have any contradiction from someplace else, you know, we're happy, right? Right, that's always very important to know that in a contradiction, you know, each side by itself is fine. Right, it has to be fine, right? Or else I don't need to ask a contradiction. You don't understand the thing itself, right? So if you're only asking a contradiction, that means each piece by itself is beautiful, right? Okay. Fretting more of Hogabik Kroim Dirsiv Al Dirsiv Al Shova Yohannes and Benoit. Gemara is asking a stira from the din of Kriya al Hames. Someone mes lemes, one of the Kroivim. As far as the din is Kriya is concerned. Now, what is this pasuk over here? What do we learn from this pasuk? So the Rishonim say, let's say, in Tosfos. See, Tosfos for Hagabe Kriya Dechsiv Al Shov Al Yonason Diminei Shaminon. We learn from there Kriya Al Kol Meis Umeis. We learn from there a Kriya for each Meis. Al Kol Meis Umeis. Vesanya, like the more continues, Omer Loi Meis Oviv. Vikora, v'chakach meis nimtze b'noi, yotza yidei kriya. Now, let's just hear what it says. And we learn from over there, kriya al kolecha v'echa. I know someone's going to point out what that means. Right? And the Braisa says that if a person was misinformed, he was told that his father was nifter, and he made a kriya. Then he finds out after that it was really his son. So the halacha is his yotzei de kriya, right? His yotzei de kriya. So what did we mean when we said that we learned from this posik that you needed a kriya al kol meis umeis? So I think what that means is that as opposed, let's say a person finds out that two kriyim died. Right, so could he make one kriya and that will satisfy both? So I think that's what we mean over here, right? A kriya kala ech, because if the halacha is that one kriya would satisfy both, then the whole question wouldn't start by us. That's what it sounds like from over here. So the premise is that each person requires a kriya. Now the question just is that if really one person died, does it make a difference, you know, what the intention was, right? So that's what we're learning from over here. That, you know, even though that there's halacha of kriya al kol mes al mes al mes, nevertheless, that doesn't develop because of the al. Like see from the more that al doesn't get translated a step further. That the kriya has to be directed to each one. Now. You know, maybe you could ask, you know, a question, you know, in really what we're saying, that, well, maybe that's the reason why, because the pasuk of al is, you know, tell me step number one, that you need kriya kol echa ve'echa, right? You know, so it's already used. It's like, so what's the comparison over here in the Gemara? Okay, we'll put that question on the side over here. We don't make things too complicated. Okay, so well, let's hear. So what is the Gemara asking? The Gemara, you know, the Gemara is making a comparison over here, which, you know, maybe you could think about whether it has to be. But the Gemara is making a comparison. The Gemara is saying that the word oisa in the pasuk by Hafaras Nedarim and the word al, right, which talks over there, which the truth of this is that the pasuk over there really is talking about really talking hesped, right? But like the Rishonim tell us, you know, we learn from over there kriya, right? However we get there. Right? So the Gemara is comparing that the oisa, whether oisa is dafka and therefore requiring a haforo, right? With the knowledge of who made the neder to direct the haforo to that person, is by the same token the al that says by kriya would therefore require that the kriya also should be directed. We'll use that term right now. For the person that it's for, and says the Gemara that if I see the Braisa says that if someone was misinformed and he made the kriya thinking that the mace was one person and he found that the mace really was someone else, the kriya works, right? So I see from over here that al is lav dafka. So that's what the Gemara is comparing over here, that these two things should be the same. Whether
did the Rebbe switch what al was doing? We started off saying that I was telling us that we needed two kriyas, and not specifically that it has to be with the kavana, right?
One more time, that two kriyas,
but not specifically that you needed the intent.
Right. No, the first thing that I started was that this pasuk is the source that each mace needs a separate kriya.
Right.
Now, our Gemara is saying that whether al is dafka or not would tell me another piece, right?
Uh-huh.
Right? Then that's the real issue of the Gemara.
It's still from the
right.
Gemara's...
Right. Okay. It's still same from this al, and that's what we sort of was ma'ir, you know, on the side, you know, in the parentheses, that, you know, we're using al for the basic halacha, so maybe that's why over here it's not, you know, it's not available to tell me that it's dafka. Mm-hmm. Okay. But the Gemara is comparing the two, and the Gemara is comparing that if oiso would be dafka, so the same reading of the pasuk over there should make that al is dafka, right? And each person, right? So the kriya should be, you know, with the intention that it's for that person, and therefore if it was intended for someone else, it wouldn't help. Nevertheless, the halacha over there is that it does help. So al is lav dafka. So the contradiction that the Gemara has is oiso slash al dafka or lav dafka, right? And the Gemara understands that they should have the same mashmois, and that's what Gemara sees a contradiction over here. And the Gemara never falls off from that, right? That is a premise that stays in the Gemara. Now also just to raise a little point, which again, you know, we whoever, you know, has something from this, right? There is l'chaira a fundamental difference between the two cases over here. Well, let's see if we agree with that. That as far as Hafaras Nedarim, you know, there's no obligation at all, right, as far as making the Hafara, right? You just have the situation, and we decide, not make the Hafara. Kriya is a Chi of Kriya here, right? So the whoever the mess is, right, actually is, right, that created a Chi on the person to make the Kriya. Is therefore, you know, one might have might have thought that difference should make the difference over here, that you know, as far as the kriya, you make the kriya. There is a pre-address over here, right? You know, it's the ikar mechayev. Whoever died is mechayev the kriya. So over there, if a kriya is made, you know, akoponim, it could relate to the mechayev. Mashenkin by a foreign sedarim, that there's no, you know, if you don't send it to where it has to go, you know, how is it going to get there? Right? You know, one could have thought. But again, I see the contradiction that the Gemara is making in is as far as just the pasuk, right? And therefore the Gemara is saying that, you know, we have the similar psukim in both places. You know, what does the pasuk say, right? You know, the svaris that we were just mechalik apparently don't play a role in understanding the psukim, right? And therefore, you know, if oisa is dafka, then al should be dafka, even taken into account. You know, that what we just said. Still, right? It should be the Afka. And therefore the Kriya should only help, you know, only if it's done for the right person. If it's done for the wrong person, the Kriya shouldn't help. And the only reason why the Kriya helps is because the Al in the Pasuk is Lav Dafka. So if Al is Lav Dafka, so by the same token, Oysa should be Lav Dafka.
So Osa, that pasuk Osa is a derisa, and the Al is a Navi. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Not a derisa.
Okay. So does that make a difference in how to right? Like saying, as even we just said before, like, you know, maybe a mokum in svar lechalik, but you see from the Gemara that the issue over here is how to read the pasuk. So you know. Right, the Gemara reading the pasuk, you know, doesn't seem to make there's a difference as far as you know, whether it's pasuk in the Torah, pasuk in the Neviim. So let's see, Zot the Gemara, and for the Gemara, the Gemara's answer is Amri lo kasha ho b'stam ho b'mefarish. Zok to Gemara. Okay, now let's try to hear good. What the difference over here? Zok to Gemara that there's a difference whether it's stam or mefarish. Stam, that's where it helps, right? Even if there's a mistake in who the right person is, mefarish, that's where it doesn't work. And what we're coming to say basically is that our Mishnah. So there's really no difference between Haforas and Dorim and Kriya. Now, the difference is that our mission is talking about a mafarish, and the Brais is talking about a stam. Now, if you look at the Brais, you know, the Brais says, Omla, Mace Oviv, right? You know, it doesn't sound stam. So the Ran deals with that, and that's a chiddush in this teretz, that we're basically making the Brais a lav dafka in order to say this answer. Let's see the Rav. So, the Ran. It's not really talking about that he was specifically told that his father died. Now let's hear clearly what happened over here. He was told mace, right? Basically, right? He was told that a korev died. The sover of it. He thought that it was his father. He was the one who decided that it must have been his father. Then v'nem sebenoi uvaha yatsi dekriya avul mefarish sha'omru loy meis aviv v'kara al das kain. However, mefarish means that he was specifically told who the mess was. V'kara al das kain loy yatsu dal dafka. Again, the Ran comes back around that it's lav dafka. Now let's hear what is the point of the mefarish and the stam and mefarish. I'll be clear. What I mean to say is that are we talking about the stam and the mefarish is in the informer or is in the kareya? Right. Let's see it again in the Ran. The Ran tells us. The Ran's very busy with the informer, right? That's the Ran saying, right? That the information that it came in, who died, that's the difference. If he was told mace to mace, that's stam. And now this kriya will work, even though he intended it for a specific person. However, if he was told a specific person, then it doesn't help. Right, if it was nimsis that it was really the wrong person. Avul mefarish omer loy meis ov v'kara al das kain. That's what it sounds like to me in the Ran over here. Right? So let's hear that again. So in the Ran seems to say that the difference of Stam and Mefarish is based on what he was told. Now that's discussing what was told. Now how did he make his actual kriya? So like this. So in the case of Stam, Ran says that he intended it for Aviv. He assumed that it was Aviv. So his intention was for Aviv, and that helps. Right? That means that the fact that he intended doesn't affect the Stam. It's still a Stam, even though he intended that it should be for someone specific. What?
Did Rav go back on that?
What I see in the Ran is that the halacha of Stam, that Stam, the Kriya works, is talking about that he was informed Stam, Mace like Mace, and even though when he made the Kriya, he's thinking that it's someone specific, right? It's his father. So he made the Kriya with intention of the wrong person. Nevertheless, it's good. Right? Because the halacha, I'm just saying what it says over here, right?
Uh-huh.
The din of Stam, which is the reason for the halacha why the Kriya will be good, is dependent on the information that he received. The information that he received was just mace like mace, it didn't specify to anyone specifically. So then when the Kriya is made, regardless how the Kriya is made, well, akaponim, meaning to say that even if he has an intention, a specific intention at the time of the Kriya, it's still going to work. And this that the Mishnah said, our Mishnah, I'll say, or Mefarish, which is no good, means if they tell him someone specifically, and he's acting upon what they're saying. Right? Now, but now let's Taka understand what's Taka the Pshat over here. Why is it dependent on what they told him? I mean, Seif Kol Seif, it should translate in what happened at the time of the Kriya, right? So let's talk about Stam, right? The halach of Stam is that it's good, even though he had an intention on a specific person, right? Now that much we see that his intention doesn't. Limit his kriya to who he's intending for, right? Now you might explain that more than one reason, but let's explain. Why is his intention not affecting the stoma over here? The kriya was made specifically for a certain person. So it could be that the pshat is that his intention can't be better than the information that was given to him, and meaning to say that his intention really is sort of based on the information. So his understanding and his intention just becomes a product of that information, which there really was no such information. So basically, what we're saying is that possibly his intention tackled. Is doesn't have the status of a mafarish.
What's the chiyuv of kriya?
What do you want to know? What's your?
Is it something that he has a mitzvah to do for himself, or is it a mitzvah chitzoni that there's a mitzvah that people should see him doing a particular thing?
So is that assuming that it has to be done in front of someone else?
You're saying
I didn't
could
know
be
that
nobody
I,
around your shiva all alone and you're yotze the mitzvah kriya.
Mitzvah kriya. I didn't think that that there was a requirement that it had to be done b'fnei someone else. I don't know. Maybe you know if you know that there is maybe it's true. I wasn't aware of that. So let's see again. Since what we're just focusing on right now is that I mean stam. It's more than that. Stam is the kriya is good, right? Which I mean the concept that the kriya could be good, like we start out with, you know, that shouldn't be difficult to us because you know that's the other side of the contradiction, which is fine by itself, right? I mean, you see that according to the Havmin Nigmar, even what we considered a mafarish would work, right? In other words, according to the Havmin Nigmar, the Brice was the Afghan, right? So Omlay Oviv and Yoyotza, and we're happy with that, right? You know, without the Mishnah in the Dorim, right? That we understand. That means a mafarish, right? That's even a mafarish, we understand how it's good. Right, that's. But in order to answer the contradiction, the Gemara says, "No, you're right. You know, al tache is dafka. However, this that al is dafka only applicable if it's a mafarish. But if it's a stam, it's not. Right. So now, what we want to know is that why. I mean, assuming that everything really should translate into what he did, so granted that they told him stam, but at the time of the kriya, his intention was for a specific person. So why doesn't that become a mafarish? Now that's the question that we're just working on right now. Right? Why is it only that if they told him specific and his intention was based on a specific information, that's a mafarish. But if he wasn't told specifically and he just decided on his own, that's not a mafarish. Right? So I'm just taking, you know, what I see over here. I see that a mafarish with no basis, no real basis, is not a mafarish. Right? Therefore, that if the information that they told him just makes, that's all, right? He just decided, you know, on his own that's what it is. That's not a mafarish. I mean, that's not right. That's we see more over here. Right? We just explained the reason why that's not a mafarish is because there's no basis to that, right? That's maybe what we're explaining. Masha Einkein, that if his intention is based on what he was told, right? So that's a kapana, a baseful, it has a basis. And therefore, in din, it means something as far as the halacha that it could ruin the kriya. Right? Even though in truth that it was always a mistake. But it was based on what he was told. Okay, so that's just the first step over here, just what the difference over here is. But like this. But I think now that now we have to just go back to what the Pasuk is requiring. Meaning to say like this, I think I would have thought that the Pasuk is requiring that the Hafara and the Kriya should be directed to the right person. Right? In a stam, it's still not being directed to the right person, right? So what I see from over here is that I think this is, you know, a chazor, maybe a chazor in the Gemara over here. And I mean, if it is dafka, what is the extent that the pasuk is requiring? Because there's really two steps over here, right? Right. In other words, you have that the kriya should be sent to the right person, right? You want to hit the target, and then you have akopon that it shouldn't be directed to the wrong address, right? That these two things are not necessarily the same thing, but the pasuk is a positive thing. Yoni oisa, right? Ow, right? So I would have thought that it's telling me something positive, that you gotta get it to the right address. But I think from the Gemara's terrace over here, that's not the requirement, because in a stoma, right? You know, you're not getting it. It's not getting to the right address. Now, maybe you know, in kriya, based on what we said before, maybe you could do that. Right, but in you know, in hafara, it's a little bit harder. But what I'm saying is that the requirement of the pasuk, I think, according to this Gemara, is just that don't send it to the wrong address, but not that you got to send it to the right address. Right, so this is a new translation of the pasuk. You know, so even though the Gemara's teresh, like Ryan says, lo elam al zdafka, right? But there's the chilutim between mefarish and not mefarish. I mean, I think that the relevance of al dafka was toned down, right, in the Gemara's Teretz. It's dafka, right? That's true, but it's not requiring the same thing that we thought in the kasha, right? Because in the kasha, I believe that we would have needed something specific. Okay, maybe you could be mistafka about this point, whether there has to be. But come on, just pointing this out, that I think that on the Feed the Moris Terrace, the requirement of an al dafka, right, and an oisa dafka is a different requirement. It's just saying that a mafarish otherwise is no good. But you don't need specifically that you're sending it, you're intending to the right address.
Even though this is what the case that the Ron says it is, but would the Reb say that it's the halacha that if the person telling was Stam, right? He didn't know, you know, one of your relatives died,
mm-hmm.
right? And he did Kriya Stam,
mm-hmm.
that would be good also, right? That would be,
that would be good, right?
Right.
Now, okay. The truth is that the Rishonim Taka are maybe much more like that. So first of all, let's see over here. Let's want to see maybe who we should see first. Let's say. More so in the Rosh is not so clear. But in the Tosis, Hobestam, Hach Kriya Dikora Stam Lemishahu. Right? You see that? That sounds like what you're saying over here. Hobestam, Hach Kriya Dikora. We're talking about the Kare. We're not talking about the informers. Right? We're talking about how the Kriya was done. It's Stam Lemishahu. So the way the Tosfos is mefarish, the chiluk between mefarish and stam, that's all in mitzad the one who's doing the hafora and the kriya, how it's done, right? So over here, so according to this, that the mishahu, right? He knows he doesn't know. And he's not, right? He's sending it to where it's supposed to go, right? That's what works, right? I think in the Ranas Mevuyer not like that, right? In the Ranas Mevuyer, that even though he's intending it for someone, like we explained, according to the Ran, the chiluk of mefarish and stam is really how he was told. That's what the Ran says. it's not non-dependent on exactly how he's doing it. And in the Tosfos, it would sound like that it's totally on how he's doing it.
According to Tosfos, if they told you it was Aviv and he just tore without saying anything.
It's what?
They told him Aviv. According to Tosfos, they told him Aviv and he tore. He didn't say anything. Is there a makom to say that he tore Stam?
I hear your question, right? I would be misupak about that also. In Tosfos, see, on the one hand, Tosfos doesn't make the bride to lav dafka like the other Rishonim do. Right? See, right? You know, I was wondering about this. In Tosfos, it sounds like that might still be. Now, I don't know what made him. Tosfos says that he did it Stam, the Mishahu. Right? Since he was told of it. Right? I don't know exactly what caused the scenario over here, why he wasn't confident in what they told him, but that seems to be the fact. He was told of it, and he makes a kriya lemishahu. Right? I said it sounds like he's specifically not limiting the kriya. Right? He's not so sure whether what they told him was true, and therefore his kriya was lemishahu. Right? But in a chanami. Right? But I would think that if he doesn't express that he's not being makabel what they told him, and you know, they tell him, and it just makes a kriya based on that, right? In the chanami, I think that wouldn't be a stam, right? That's a kapon. That's what I was thinking. From Tosfos' thing, Tosfos seems to be stressing that it was lemishahu, right? That's what it was.
And maybe the only metzias that makes sense to me in that is that Hitaka knew both were sick or something. Like they came and told him, and he said, "Okay, maybe they made a mistake. I'm doing stam."
Okay,
I can't see any
like
other
metzias of that. Yeah, okay, you have to work out the case exactly. I don't know how that happened, but that's what we mashed on Tosfos, right? Tosfos, I'm saying that Tosfos doesn't say it's lav dafka, so it sounds like the case is still the case. Omerloi meis aviv, he. When it came to make the kriya, he makes it lemishahu, right? But it sounds like he's not relying on the specific information that they did, and exactly however you work out the scenario, that's what it is. Mashenkin a mafarish. Now a mafarish according to Tosfos.
I mean, by the way, what about Beno Beno?
Why would you think that would be a difference?
I mean,
two brothers.
Yeah, two sons.
Right. I mean,
they said this son died, or he. They said
so.
We're one
thing that you have to know the face. So you know, if it was a status issue, you know, then I could hear that, you know, your question better. But it has to be. It seems to be that it's the person, okay. The person. So the fact that they both carry the same status would not make a difference.
By extension, our Mishnah is if you had two wives and you were made for one and the other, right? We'd say the same thing.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's interesting because they should have told us a bigger chiddush.
Right. That's a point. That is a point.
the Mishnah, both of them, the Mishnah and the Braisa, should have told us the bigger chiddush. That even though it's the same relationship, you still have to do it again. They only told us by a different relationship.
I think it's probably the clear way of saying it.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay, it's a point. It's a point. What to think about. Mm-hmm. Now let me just think that now, just getting back to what we were discussing before, now that we saw this Gemara, right, we were talking about the Yom Shamay, right, that's what we were talking about. Yeah, right, we want to know like this, in our Mishnah, you know, the case of our Mishnah, it's the wrong person over here. The Lachi is Yachsev Yofer, so we wanted to know, was it Chal the Yom Shamay, and therefore the Yachsev Yofer will have to be today? Or it wasn't Chal Yom Shammai at all. If you don't know the right person, then there's no Yom Shammai, and fine, you find out in 2 weeks from now who the person was. That's the Yom Shammai, and then be made for then. Right? That's what we wanted to know, right? Based on, you know, the next Mishnah, right? Now Shlomo was saying that you see from the Gemara, right? And what he was saying, well, you see from the Gemara, there's a difference between Stam and Mefarish, and Stam works. So obviously, it's a kiyum of Yom Shamayim, right? That's what he was saying. Now let's tackle, just work this out in what the Gemara's teretz was. Meaning to this, see, he apparently was learning the Gemara, let's say, like Tosfos, right? That there's no chilek in exactly how he was told. It's all totally on how he made his kriya or his hafara, right? So he's saying that, you know, same information. It's all dependent on how the person made it, whether they directed it to a specific person or they made it stoma, right? So, you know, so obviously that is a kim of Yom Shamay. That's a kim of Yom Shamay. I mean, it's chal Yom Shamay. And therefore, you know, that he'll have to be made for it today. If he doesn't find out till later, then it's too late. Right? That's what Shlomo wanted to say. Are we masking with that? Maybe I'll pee what the way Tosfos seems to be saying what the Moritz Teretz is that the information doesn't make a difference. Right? It's all depending on how he personally did it. So based on that, he's saying good, that, you know, if you see that he has the ability to make for today, so obviously it's the Yom Shamay. If it wasn't the Yom Shamay, it wouldn't be chal. It would not be chal.
Then it assumes you can't make a hafar before the Yom Shamay. Might be a reasonable assumption, but it's an assumption.
Yeah. There's basis for that. Maybe from the round later, right?
The thing is, since how does this prove that this is Yom Shamayim?
In fact, that it works. That is in that acting on this, there's a way that Taka works today. Stoma. If he makes the, if you would make the Afara stoma, let's talk about it in terms of nether. Someone comes and says that, you know, your wife made a nether. And he gets him and he says, you know, whoever made it, you know, it should be moved. Where's my wife? It's my daughter, right? You know, it should be moved. So that case, the Mishnah says that it's good. He doesn't need to do another hafar. So that's good. So on that, he's saying, so you see that the information that he got was chal Yom Shamayim, and that's why it could work. If that wasn't enough, then, you know, it shouldn't help if it's not the Yom Shamayim.
It's not a gear to that case. It's only a gear to the case of where he has to be for another day. That's when you can ask the question, has he really passed his Yom Shmir?
Well, shouldn't they be totally zebuzer? You know, if the Afara works today, that's an indication that today is the Yom Shamayim, so then it's not tomorrow.
So in the case of Stam, yes. In the case of Mefarish, no.
You see, but he's saying that it shouldn't be dependent on what you did. Yom Shamayim should be totally on the information that you got.
But it's not only the way they said it, it's the way he received it. It's his Shmir, did his Shmir work.
Okay.
So the Stam and Mefarish is Megal to us what he heard, what he understood.
Is that necessarily so? Let's hear that. You want to say that his stam is an indication that he doesn't really, he's not limiting his energy to one person. So as far as he's concerned, both he was informed that the possibility of both, that's a shmir for either. That's a shmir for either. Masha in Cain, if he's making it specific, but would that really? Let's say in the case that he was told, you know, someone in your household made a nether, and he thinks, okay, I know who that is. That's my wife, right? So over there, over there, I mean, the information was stam. Say in Achanami, the halacha is in that case that it's not good. It's not good. Okay, no, maybe Achanami. I mean, that etzem is yom shomoy. So in that case, okay, maybe you're asking. The yom shomoy should be totally on the information that he got. Yehuda's timing that maybe what he does might be an indication of what information he got, but it all boils back to the information. So if on the contrary, if it was clear that the information was stamped, right, the fact that he personally decided a mafarish, made it into a mafarish, and now it doesn't work, I mean, you know, so that doesn't change the yom shamay, right? So in that scenario, in a chanami, he will be limited to today. In such a scenario.
I mean, the way I learned, he brings that from a few Rishonim that on the Mishnah, then Mukiyasev, the Ritva, and the Rashba will say
right.
That this was not the Yom Shmir. On Yachzav Yofer,
right.
She'achim Avu Kama Yom Ashvus Galsva Tosa Yochavu Yom Shaboy Nodle Hadava. Even She'achim Hadava, I'm just saying, Ein Zer Nechshav Kim Shamay.
So now, so that's what we're trying to work out over here. See, Bishlama, if what they told him was misinformation, and he can't be made for based on that, so I understand why it's not the Yom Shamay. So let's say, according to the Ran, that the Ran says that what they by them being mefarish, that's the mefarish of the Mishnah, and it doesn't work. So over there, I would hear better that's not the Yom Shamay because he received the wrong information. Right? What they told him, he can't make a hafara with that. But according to the way Tosfos says, you have to see how those Rishonim are machalik in the Gemara. Right? Is the chilik in the information that was given, or the chilik is in the ma'isa hafara, what he had in mind? Right? That's in the Ran, the chilik is taka the information. The Mishnah is a mafarish, and that would I really was clearing that. Whether that's enough information to make the Yom Shomay, but you tell me that in the Rishonim say that a mafarish, what the halacha is, you can't be mefer based on that. By the same token, it doesn't become a Yom Shomay with that.
What's that case that he said that of?
That's the case of the Mishnah. That's the one of the Mishnah of Yatzah the Yofer, which now we're saying is the case of mafarish.
So. Right. So, but again, so, but when I say it's a case of it, are we talking about that he was informed correctly or he assumed correctly?
That's later, right?
Right. So.
How does the Mekesim from the Rashba learn the Gemara? Is the question?
Yeah.
Right. So that's what we're saying. Right? We understand if they learn the Gemara like the Ran, right? Then we understand that better, right? So it's Mefarish is in the information that was given, so. Information was limited, and I'll peer the information. Really, he can't make a hafar. So that's why it might not be a Yom Shamay.
But what you're reading is where she'avru kama yamim ad shenisgalu ta'uso. He made a toast in his hafar. So later, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yachalu lahafer b'yom shabo nodu hadavar. A week later, he can do another.
That's why I that's would what I like to learn that that even regardless of machlokes of the Ran and Tosfos later, but even in a case whenever he made a mistake, he doesn't know what it is. He heard it wrong. He didn't have yom shmir. That's following his understanding.
Mm-hmm. So,
about the other side.
Well, we've seen that before too, that he can make a hafara later when he hears the right something else.
So here we're not focusing at all on the information that came in, but like the person might have reported it correctly and he just misheard, or, you know, just, is that?
So this is a case of mefarish.
Right.
So it's like Dugstadna. According to the Ran, that they told him the mefarish makes obvious. Right, so it's very easy to understand. They gave him the wrong information, so it wasn't Yom Shmir. That was
right. Okay, right. Okay. Yeah,
so according to Tosfos, they told that Mefarish was that he said he was Mefarish. He's doing it for his father.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like from Tosfos.
And why did he do that? Because he thought they told him Mezavim.
So is that how you understood?
Not necessarily, because the Ran talks about a case that he told him Stam, and he decided on his own that it was Meis Aviv.
That
right?
Was Stam or Mefarish?
That's the Ran Stam, because the Ran talks about, right?
But the mission of Yasav Yofa is Mefarish, right?
The mission.
Right. That's a mefarish.
So the whole shayd of Yasav Yocha is only in the case of mefarish. The only shayd of when was Yom Shmir is in that case, a mefarish.
I want to know in Tosfos. Tosfos says mefarish is that let's say the neider is mefarish. Now, what was the information that he got? That we don't. Tosfos doesn't really talk about. Now maybe we can make our own cheshbonus. Let me just think again. So Shlomo was saying that in Tosfos it would sound like that the information is all the same, and the difference just is how he responded to that information. Now. We were trying to be medayik that from the fact that Tosfos doesn't change, doesn't make labdafra, and the Baisa by Kriya says that it works, right? And the Gemara says that's a stam, right? Now Tosfos doesn't change the case of the Baisa to make labdafka, so the Baisa says that he was told that it was Oviv, right? And but since he made the hafara stam, whoever it is, it works. Right, so that's where we came from. Maybe you want to change one of our hanochas, but that's where we came to that idea that from Tosfos.
So, meaning translating to the Braise, if somebody in your house made a neder, he says, "I made for my wife's neder." Turns out it was his daughter. That said, where it's yachzer, he has to be chozer, right?
Right.
And now we're questioning in that case whether that was called the Yom Shmir. Let's say there are three possibilities, right? He's saying, let's talk about the case of Mefarish, because that's what the mission is. So he says wife. It really was his daughter. Mefarish, according to Tosfos, is that he said, "I'm mefer for my wife."
Okay, now the information that
that's what I'm going. That's what I'm going. Okay, that's what I'm going. Okay. So the three possibilities.
Right.
Either they came to him and they said it was your wife, and he said for my wife, in which case everybody knows it works. Okay. Or there was a possibility. But it was really his daughter. So fine. Either they said it was your wife, and he did it for his wife, but it was really his daughter. That's one case.
Right.
They said it for his daughter. He did it for his wife, and it was really his daughter. That's another possibility. Or they said, Stam, he did it for his wife, and it was really his daughter. Those are the three possibilities.
Okay. Right.
So how would each one of those possibilities play out?
So we're specifically talking about in the last case. Let's start there. Right?
So it was his daughter. They came and said, it was your daughter.
Stam.
And he said, I'm doing it.
Stam.
Oh, the Stam. Oh, okay. It was his daughter. They came and said, Stam, somebody in your house. He assumed it was his wife. And now the question is that called Yom Shmiyah? Is that Stam a Yom Shmiyah?
So again, according to the Ran, that's the case of not Mefurish, right? Right, but they were saying according to Tosfos, we were saying that.
So even though, according to the Ran, even though he said for my wife,
that's how the Rebbe.
So they came and said somebody in your house, and he said I'm doing it for my wife. That would work.
We're conflating two different things.
According to Ran,
Tosfos, the Chiluk of Stam Mefurish is only in his expression of what he did. We're not at all addressing how did the information come to him.
According to Tosfos.
Right. So we can make up whatever we want. Whatever sounds reasonable to us, we can assume, right?
I'll tell you why we thought we have some information on that.
Okay.
Right? Because the Braisa of Kriya does talk about that. Right? The Braisa says, Omloi Mesaviv. Right? And that's the case of Stam. Now, how does Omer Mesov become a Stam? So, from this, it would sound like, because it all has to do with how he said it.
Right. May I suggest?
He said it. He said it Mesov. Where's the Stam?
No, he's not talking. Mesov is the Mavasa.
Even though
and he was Korea Stam, I mean. The Mavasa said, Meisaviv, and the one who was Korea, did Stam? Is that the Stam you're saying?
That's what we're saying in Tosfos.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even though we're making a tzushta between two sugyas of Kriya and Adarim, the concept of Yom Shmiyah is specifically in Adarim.
Right.
There's no ending of Yom Shmiyah by Kriya, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to sit Shiva, so maybe Shiva didn't start for you.
But Kriya,
you got the wrong.
Even if some Chas Shalom hears a bad Shmu after.
No, that's true. So you might. Okay, we're talking about the Dinam of Kriya, but it might be that the Shmiyah, I'm just saying, the Shmiyah might. There might be a Yom Shmiyah that is somehow Nechshev even by a Mesa.
Okay, but not Legabe also Yom Kriya. Legabe Shiva.
I mean, even if, if you don't do Kriya on the Yom Shmiyah, you're still. Right? I mean, I don't know how. Like, you're not Mechuyah to do it. I mean, even if you are Mechuyah, but if you don't do it, you can still do it later, right? By Hafara.
So if we want to transplant the Amuloi, maybe we don't have to. So they're not entirely identical figures.
Okay. Fine. That's what you want to do.
The whole Amuloi is very schwer. I think that's why that's why Rav Ashi comes along with another answer. So to take it another step and take this schwer loshen and put it back into the Mishnah is a big. I don't know if we have to do that.
Okay. I hear your offer. Okay.
Okay. In the Ran, Mefarish means that they told him that his father died, Beferish, and the Tosis letter Mefarish means that he said, I'm tearing Kriya for my father, Beferish.
That's what it would seem like. Yeah.
I mean, we're entertaining the idea that if they came and said, somebody in your house, I'm just coming back to this, I just want to confirm. Mm-hmm. Somebody in your house made a neder, and he says, I made for my wife's neder, and it turns out it was his daughter, that's going to work?
No, it's never going to work. It's never going to.
Well, we're saying that's a case of Stam, according to the Ran, because it only depends on the information coming to him. So I just want to confirm not what we're saying.
One second, one more time.
Okay.
They tell him Stam.
They told him, yeah, somebody in your house. So it's a case of Stam.
Right,
and he said, "I'm doing it for my wife."
So like this. I mean, the Ran in the Ran. I mean, unless there's a difference whether he expresses it or he thinks it, I think in the Ran's mevuyer that he's thinking a specific person, it's still good. That's what it says in the Ran. Now, if you're thinking, if he expresses
the Sover, the Ran says the word the Sover.
Right, that's what we're saying right now. So unless there's a difference between Sover and Mefarish, expressing. Right, which could be, right, but you'll have to make that distinction because the Ran talks about getting, right, with an intention, right. You heard Stam, and even though he intended for a certain person, it works. Right, so that's what we try to explain. I mean, it needs explanation. Maybe
the way the Rav explained it was that his being mefarish can be no greater than the information that he received. So even though he said specifically for his wife, right? But if he didn't have reason to assume that, so then that still comes under the stam.
That's what he wanted to say, right? So, you know, so again, you know, if you want to say if he expresses it, that could, you know, that could give it more, you know, more validity as a mefarish, then, you know, that could be. I can't prove to you otherwise. But Akapanim, but this is what we're working with, right? What, you know, what the Ran says, and, you know, whatever you want to be mechalik, possibly could be. Okay, very good. Okay, fine. Let's see a little further over here, right, to think about what we discussed. Zokt Ravashi. Ravashi Omar. Kan b'soich k'dei dibur, kan la'acha k'dei dibur. Hod kamer yosdei kriya shenim s'binoi b'soich k'dei dibur. He found out toich k'dei dibur. Hod amr lo yosdei kriya. That's la'acha k'dei dibur. That was making the difference in kriya. Toich k'dei dibur, acha k'dei dibur. Let's see the Ran. Zokt Ran. Ravashi Omar. Ravashi Omar. You see that? Zok Ravashi. Ravashi Omar. Saying the Ran now. Ravashi Omar. Kam b'soich k'dei dibur, kam la'acha k'dei dibur. Ravashi loy also leflugei ahai dino dibistam. The Ran is making a point over here. You know, usually when the Gemara has two terutzim, and the second terutz is said because it doesn't agree with the first one. On that, the Ran says that's not the case over here. Loy also lefluge a haidina debestam devaday moidebe dios dekriya to habraiso mukcho hochi behedyo debestam yotzo.
Can we say that the first teretz agrees with Ravashi also? Obviously, that there's a difference between k'dei dibur and toch k'dei dibur and acha k'dei dibur.
I don't know. I hear your question. You know, if the first teretz was written second, it would sound like from the Ran that maybe we would have said it like that, right? So I mean, it's hard to know over here.
If they don't agree, it answers something that bothered me.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the sugya it says, V'hochusot tochidei dibor is good. And I was bothered by that as who said it wasn't good? You know what I mean? That we had no machlokas on it, we just brought the halacha, and then it said that the halacha is that way. So if you understand what you're saying, that the first opinion disagrees with the second one, then it makes sense.
But I'm not sure. I'm asking.
Maybe the Hilchos comes to tell us about the exceptions.
What?
Maybe it's coming to tell us about the exceptions. There's four exceptions to the one.
Maybe. But that wasn't mashing in the words. Right. It could be. Maybe
read it slightly differently. That even the first teretz they were motivated to tol k'dei dibur, and it's coming to tell us that inachinami everybody agrees that tol k'dei dibur works, and the first teretz also was holding that it would work.
So is that the
a slightly different way to read those
maybe,
words?
Maybe.
I hear it.
Everyone agrees that Tibor in Kol HaTarakula except for these four things. But maybe it's a Maisa, maybe you don't have Tov Dibor to undo it according to everyone.
I mean,
it's clear from the whole sugya, to me, the massive
chiddush
that Tov Dibor is not limited to Tibor. That's right.
Right, yeah.
That's the chiddush. Anyway, Rabbi Weiss is giving the share. I should be quiet. Rabbi Weiss is giving the
share. Okay, but you touched on something that kind of important over here. But let's see. The Ran, Zok the Ran, that we can't possibly argue on the halacha, because this braisa, v'hosanya, the Gemara brings a braisa, makes a difference. Now, I tackle wanted just to see. Okay, I'm not going to go back into that, but I have to see the braisa, which is the raya, you know, the chiluk in the braisa, what makes the mafarish and what makes the, you know, what makes the stam. Look, I mean, the kibshuta, the bias has been farish in the information that he received. Like, more like the Ran, yeah. Okay, but let's tackle, continue where we are. So, Zoktik more like this. So the Ran tells us that the Ikar Halacha, there's no machlokes, and Rav Ashi is just adding a second teretz. Why is he adding a second teretz? Zok the Ran. You shouldn't have to make the doichak, the braisa, the katani, omeloi meisaviv, lav davka. That's why parak shenoy achrina. Because there's a doichak in the previous prat that the braisa that we asked from by kriya that his yotza says omeloi, and the more tarot that it's a stoma, the way the Ran learns. Right, that stomach is in what he was told. So we had to make it lav dafka. So Rav Ashi is coming to gain that doichak with an alternate teretz. But the actual halacha of that is true. It's got to just, you know, it's hard to apply that to the braisa itself. But the halacha the Gemara holds is true based on this other braisa. Now, it's good to note that, you know, in as much as that the Iran has a, you know, convincing taina over here, but Shitas Rambam, the Ma'aseh, is not like that, right? The Rambam, right, we know that Rambam only brings the Teretz of Rav Ashi, not the first Teretz.
How do you know? Why do you say he brings the Teretz of Rav Ashi?
I'm saying over, I think the Rav Magid right now, that if you have a different way to learn the Rambam, but I think the Ma'aseh Kelim, the Rambam say that the Rambam learned that there is a Machlokes, and that's why the Rambam only brings...
He only has a Tokhid Edibur term?
Yeah.
He doesn't say anything about Tokhid Edibur.
Okay.
And the Balach Mishnah there says, the Beis Yosef, Kezah Mishnah doesn't say this, the Beis Yosef says that he was Besafik, and he went L'chomer in both cases. And he holds Tokhid Edibur doesn't work, and he holds that, Stam doesn't work. That's what the Beis Yosef says. The Lech Mishnah has a different take on it.
Where are you? In Hilchus Nedarim or Hilchus Evil?
Oh, maybe Hilchus Nedarim. Fine.
Okay. Maybe that's the discrepancy over here.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay.
where is this Rambam? Where is this Rambam that you're quoting?
I think I must be quoting maybe the one from Hilchus Evil.
Hilchus?
Avelus. Avelus. Right, we'll give you the exact marmok and bring that afterwards.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So there he says Tokhid Edibur works on Kriya. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, I believe so. Okay. Just right, for the information. Well, in the Ran, the way we have the Ran is that there is no machlokes, and Rav Ashi comes in new teretz in order to gain the doichak in the first teretz, right, as far as the braisa is concerned. And therefore, the way Rav Ashi is learning that l'odam is takam afarish, right? So as far as that's concerned, right, you know that's it's not the aspect of stam which is why the kriya works. Right, the pshat, and the reason why it works in that case is because it's Teuchid Edibur. Zok Teran, the Mefarish Nami Mishkachas of the Yotz, right? The Bryce is a Mefarish Kipshute, therefore we don't want to be matrix to say that it's dumb. So Mefarish Nami Mishkachas of the Yotz, the Kol Shahidiyu Shehu Benoi Teuchid Edibur, the Kriyosai, that helps. Uve Chagav Nami Behaforo Vahakomo. And that will also. Udmas Nisin, the Katana Yachs of Yofer, the Mishnah, which says not like that. That's Kshamaloi Acha Kedei Dibur, the Hafar Rishayna, Rashahoisa Bita. Right, that was Acha Kedei Dibur. The Hafar was that he made it thinking that it was Bita. So what's the Morris Teretz over here? Morris Teretz is that. La'acha kedei dibur. By a mafarish, one one could change, could adjust what he did. Let's just hear first of all in Kriya, right? In Kriya, a person made a Kriya taka for the intention on one person, and he finds out that it was someone else. So Zokta Gemara that even though the din requires that the Kriya taka has to be or can't be for someone else, and he really sent it to someone else, right, let's say, right, over here initially, but that could be changed. Right? He could change it Teichdei Dibur, even though the Kriya was over already, you know, the Maisa Kriya was over, but Teichdei Dibur, the Maila of the Teichdei Dibur is that it's taka not finished, and therefore, what went into it could not be adjusted. Person can change an intention, could shift an intention. So I got that till now, the intention taka would have ruined the Kriya, because it would have sent the Kriya to the wrong person. But Teichdei Dibur, he could be Choyzer, and he could change his mind. Right? And that's what it is. Now, it would sound like that doesn't necessarily require a deeper for that. Just the intention is enough to change his mind. Right? That means, right? So, but the concept is that it's just an intention. It means b'shas the ma'aseh kriya, he intentioned one person. Right? Teichdei Dibur, he finds it someone else, and now he's thinking his mind. No, I want the kriya really to be for the right person, for this person. Right? So it, even though the ma'aseh is fartig, but the intention could be changed, and the purpose, right, and the address of the kriya could be changed. Now, just want to just point out, like maybe Biel mentioned this or others, that over here, Tapa, we're dealing with a mice, right, more than stam a diver, right, and this Gemara is taka telling us that Teichdei Dibur, a person could change, you know, an intention akoponim that's attached to the maisa. Now, if there was a machloikis over here, right, which the Ran is bavarning, and maybe there are sources that there is a machloikis, right? So the issue over here might not necessarily be. You know, because it's really two issues. Right? One shaila is Teichdei Dibur Kedibur at all, right? And even if it is, if it is, does it pertain, right? Like I'm saying over here to such a scenario, right? So that's akoponim. So if there was a shaila over here, that might be the point of machlekes, not in the fundamental Teichdei Dibur Kedibur dummy, but is it applicable to here or not? Now, let's just speak this through, but again, to Hafara. I think by the same token, we're saying that as far as is concerned, that Aval Yoni Yoiso, right, and therefore, you know, if Mitchila, that he was a Mafarish, so that's a problem with the Hafara. But since he found out Teichdei Dibur, so he could adjust the direction and the intention of the Maisa Hafara, and he could inject into the Maisa Hafara the proper direction that it needs. That's what the Gemara is saying over here.
All the Mepharshim seem to stress that even Ovid of Chavim, they go out of the way to point out how this is a Dibur, not a Maisa. Right?
The Ovid Chavim is...
It's not a Maisa Shtachavoya, it's a Dibur. It said, Kel, Elia, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone's stressing there's always a Maisa Dibur. I don't, this is completely my own, I don't know if there's any truth to it, but I thought maybe the Kriya was a, when someone's so overcome with grief, he can't even verbalize it, it's an expression of grief. So it's in place of people. It's a stretch, but.
Mm-hmm, okay.
I think that outside of this, I don't think we're anywhere else, as far as I know, right? So the Dafka are stressing that there's no other, that everything else is Dibur, it's not Maisa.
So, So a condition, right? If you, when you gave the ring over, you thought it was one person, and toch de dibor, you realize it was another person.
Today.
What? Well, person, then you change your mind.
And you had
second thoughts. I don't think it was a question of the wrong person. You just said, what did I just do?
No, but I'm asking. I'm not,
I think it's any kind of attraction. Wrong person or just like, yeah.
Right, but I'm asking that. But if that's a mitzvah that he did that, right? In other words, so again, by kedushin we say it doesn't work.
You can't be chayzer by kedushin. See, but you have to make sure you have the right scenario. If there was a mistake, who it was, that could be that stam no good. So you need to have that, you know, that
kedushin b'taros.
Well, yeah, right. That might be kedushin b'taros. So you have to just throw him in a case that at the time that he made it, you know, he was okay, right? That's what we're talking about over here. He wanted it, and whatever. Then he just, you know, for whatever reason changed his mind, right? But there was no mistake. At the time of Ma'aseh Kedushin, the initial Ma'aseh Kedushin, right? So just the scenario that you're using, just you know, maybe if you could adjust that a little bit, just for us to be settled by us.
Deeper would work, right?
By Kedushin, yeah.
So if you have a Ma'aseh Kedushin and you thought it was for the wrong person. But you
thought it was for the wrong person.
Right, you thought, again, you thought you were marrying Rachel and you put the ring on Leah's finger, right? And then you say, oh, okay, Leah's good, toch de dibors. So if we're saying that machshava still ties with that maisa.
Okay.
So,
To remove the
tars? Yeah, that's the way it's because again, you're doing a Maisa Kedushin with the right partner of Mashava.
So talk about stomach kinyon, right?
Right,
I'll leave it to MS, it would sound like a stomach kinyon, right?
Right.
That you have the Torah Fidei Dibri, right? Stop the Kedushin and Gittin. But if you make a, so in your scenario that there was a mistake that you're correcting, right? That's, I guess, you know, similar to what was happening by us over here, right? Mm-hmm. That the original Maiso would not have been valid, and you're correcting that problem, Torah Fidei Dibri, it helps even after the Maisa kinyon was made. That is what you want to say. Okay. What do you hold about that?
I think that's what the sugya is saying.
It would definitely sound like that. It would sound like that. You want to be crazy.
Sound like it's saying it should work or it shouldn't work.
Should. Yes.
Right. It sounds by shaking yonim, right? But, you know,
we're going away from
Kedushin. Right.
By Kedushin, it wouldn't work.
Right. Kedushin's the exception.
At least the doesn't work.
This destroys Yehuda's...
Yes, it does.
What?
But I was basing it on
the first right, one.
Right, yeah, so, yeah.
And when he says in the Kaddish, I assumed he meant he said, Hareya Mekadesh, if it didn't, I don't know if you can retract it afterwards.
So, is the Hareya Mekadesh, I mean, we have the thing that, do you specifically need that, right? That's what Makhlukas right. Mishnah is, right? But, yes. But does anybody say that the Hareya Mekadesh has to be Tochadei Dibor to giving the ring? I don't know, is that... Such a halacha.
Right, the hawiyat is not what makes the kedushin. It's the kesef.
You need to do both.
Yeah, right,
but does it have to be toch kedei dibor?
Yeah,
just put a ring on a person's. A man puts a ring down a lady's finger and turns away. They're not married.
If it doesn't change the kedushin, it's not.
They, first of all, he has to know. She has to know. The edim have to know what's going on. And the way it's clear is through the words Hareya Mekadeshes.
Yeah, there is famous talk that maybe by in Ma'aseh Kedushin the Dibur is more than just the Stamkin, it's part of Ma'aseh Kedushin itself, not just the Gilui Das. Yeah.
Talking about Nasan, who, Omer, he, there's a whole
Gemara with it. Yeah, so let me just speak at one thing because it's very late over here. I mean, the Ran speaks out that what. One of the explanations the Ran says that what's taka the difference when the Gemara says over at the end that the halacha is except for these things. So the Ran says like this. It just lets us know how this works. The Ran says that odover chomer he's goymer das right away, which means that the halacha of teicha de liber that it's kedibur dama. The reason I think it helps is because we assume that there is no gemiras das till this shir. Things are not finalized, and being that not finalized, that's the basis how they could be adjusted within that period of time. Right? That's the idea of teichei dibur. We don't have the gemiras das at the end. Same for self. Whatever you're doing over here, we need the das. And until we could say that there's a gemiras das, that means that it's decisive. Right, in his das, what was done, then things are not completed. Until that point, adjustments could still be made. However, by certain things, since it's Dvarim Chamurim, so a person will only do it, you know, if he's decided at the time, and therefore, you know, we assume that the Gemiras das is complete at the time when the action is over, and therefore there's no room to adjust anything else. All right. Okay, we'll hold over here for now. Okay.
When you say talk to the dibor, you found the right information. Within talk to the dibor, somebody starts to tell you the correct information. Does otherwise have to finish telling you the correct information within the talk to the dibor?
If it has to do with the person's das, that it has to be.
Maybe talk to the dibor. They start saying, "One minute, it's not like you thought." And let me clarify. So you have maybe does that extend the?
Okay, I hear in Svora. I don't think Svora, but I hear what you're saying. You're sort of putting on hold that Gemiras Das, which would have ended 3 seconds later, but like you know, you're sort of putting it on hold now.
Is there such a thing?
Okay, I don't know.
Because otherwise, you have a very short amount of time to get the right information.
Okay,
get to the point.
That's right.
About it. Brevity is the soul of wit.